want to mark them again. Darkei Hashem Yeshorim Tzadikim Yeilchu Bo V'Reshoim Yikoshlu Bo. I want to go through today the halachas of Netilas Yodayim and the Suda. It's chumras that people take it don't know, and maybe we'll be masbir a bissel pshat and different kulis that some people do. But avada amatorah is not that chas v'shalom people will pick up to do the kulis. Tzadikim yelchu bo v'reshoim yikoshlu bo. But you know, we have to learn the Torah that we got from Sinai. This is what we have to give over. Chazal u'metaken at hakonef u'netilas yodayim. I'll pass, even if the hands are not dirty. The takana was be'etzem because b'zman chazal, the kohanim had to eat truma b'tayre. But mainly they had to wash their hands because yadayim maskonias zechshash dobi sheni latumen shlish betumen. So chazal u'metaken, but they were metaken for everyone. But mainly the kohanim will be rogel b'netila if everyone will be washing. So even b'zman hazeh that l'maise is no t'rume and is no oichlim b'tayre b'chlal, aber shibo mehiro yibon abis ha-migdosh will be used to washing their hands. This is the reason we see some people taking a machmir also al tibuli b'mashke. There was a one takone b'pas, there was one takone tibuli b'mashke. There's another reason you have to wash your hands. K'chazal u'metaken that the sudas pas will be b'kdusha v'nekiyas. And the Gemara was saying on it as v'iskadashtem v'isem kdoishim v'iskadashtem eilumayim rishoinim v'isem kdoishim eilumayim achroinim. Chazal said that a mezalzel benetilas yodayim is kosher le'anius. Kosher le'anius. The Kaf HaChaim says al netilas yodayim, al netilas yodayim, ayin Nun Yud. Al Netilas Yodayim is Oni. If you mezalzel be Netilas Yodayim, b'meila you come to the Achlal Anius. He says that it's only if someone does it bekviz that he's mezalzel. And Fakert stated in Sforim that if a person is Netil Yodayim b'shefa, so Fakert, he's zoicha take to shefa atzloche. Say a famous maizen, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, that was a yid, that he was washed b'shefa. We'll see later what is washing b'shefa. One time, two times, three times, different parts of the hands, if you could add later. But he would wash b'shefa. Come inside. So Rabbi Yisrael yelled on him. And that day, you know, the water didn't come. Today, you open the tap, you open the sink, the water comes out. Hamor was a guy that had to schlep it. So Yisrael told the guy, "Do bist a machmir to wash b'shefa of the cheshbon of yenim to schlep tzach." Shefa, a person has water, but you make you mishores to walk in the ice because you want a pesachumur from b'shefa. As I state, and a mizalzel b'tilas yadayim is kosher le'anis. And someone that does b'shefa, it's fakir. That is b'emes, the reason that I decided in the last 2 weeks to be oisik and hirches netilas yodayim is a yid that is very close to me, a grace about tzedakah, mamish. No one knows, his mamish, people think that he's poor, he lives mamish in a small house, but it's machzik teira she'en kedugmosoy. In the last couple of days, he lost millions of millions. So I told him, as state, if you're pisos mischazik b'netilas yodayim, so I felt myself, I'm telling someone to mechazik b'tilas yodayim, I have to learn the halachas again. You know, you be mechazik b'tilas yodayim. So I told Yenem, you be mechazik b'tilas yodayim, I will learn the halachas. So these 2 weeks, I'm mechazik in the halachas. You know, it's good for Yenem. I saw they said that if a person washes it b'shefa, al das, al menas b'kavel pras, not much that it works. That's what I saw today. It's funny. He meant the person schleps the water. He didn't mean yeshiva's cheshbon. Yeshiva wants the Olam to be mekayim mitzvahs behidu. Fakir b'shefa. when she was a very tevayin. Now, it's five zachen that we have to go duch in the hilchos netilas yadayim. What kind of food? What kind of keli? How to wash it? The water? The seder? Let me have tzachon keseder. The ikar haloche, the chiyuv netilas yadayim mit habroches, if you eat a kezayis, a kabeitze pas, then you make a broche al netilas yadayim. If you eat less from a kabeitze, so as a shayla, you have to wash your hands, but to make a broche is a shayla. Tibbuli b'mashke, we'll see, it's two different minhagim if you wash your hands for tibbuli b'mashke. Today we're not going into tibbuli b'mashke. We'll see, it's different kulis later. I think most of them, the teir are machmir, as they dachzach, to wash of tibbuli b'mashke, and if the fruits are wet, so most of the teir, I think, takir are machmir also to wash their hands. But we'll see later, it's different kulis that you could be saying. Now, before we start, but I've listened, the gor machmirim, the minig is to scratch your head before you wash on the tilas yadayim. Not dafka scratch the head, touch the shoe. Because the choshesh, maybe the hands already are noki. And maybe you're not chayev in the tila, maybe it's a broch levatola. So the machmirim take a makpit that before they wash their hands, the metame de yadayim with a scratch. It's a chumra be'alme. Chazal wa metake that we're not tzaymech and stam yadayim. And Chazal will attack him. You're to wash. Only if they know for sure that their hands are not clean. Now, even a person that is planning to eat with one hand has to wash both hands. So, poshte aloche. A person that eats with fork, even the bread, yeah, he eats with a fork and a knife, also has to wash his hands. A person that people are feeding him, he's not planning to eat, someone will feed him, also has to wash his hands. Or the moshel, he has gloves, also has to wash his hands. What would be if someone cannot move his hands? Like a stroke, he can't move his hands. He also has to wash his hands with a brocha. Dainu, his hands are like two pieces of ice. And he's not planning to use them. Someone is planning to feed them. It's a chiyuv al netilas yadayim. What the person can bring down, if a person has a stroke in one hand, and he's planning to eat, then could be it's enough to wash only one hand that he's planning to eat, and the brocha will be chal on that hand. On mikomukim, the halacha is, even if you're not planning to eat with your hands, if someone is planning to feed you, or you cannot move your hands, you have to wash. Now I want to start the first halacha. I know some camps in America don't know this halacha so close. I think the Gibboita of Psaucha Shulchan, that they think that they understand Pshat Dalton. We'll start like this. The halacha is like this. A person is going in the way. He doesn't have water. Again, I want to be masbit. There's no halacha that a person could put on gloves and eat. You have to wash your hands. You're not allowed to eat with gloves. With plastic bags, they call today. You're not allowed to eat. I want to go duch de halochas. A person is walking hoylech baderech, and he thinks that he will not have water. In the next four meal, how much is meal? In the time of the Gemara, Chazal say it takes 72 minutes to walk it. Around 8 kilometers, 10 kilometers. Uh, 72 minutes it takes to walk it. Now, the same thing, the halacha is, if he knows that he will not have water to that amount of place, he's allowed to put on gloves and eat. I'll be masbet lat. I don't want to call a mistake. So we'll see when. But lam again, this is the first, from there the gloves came for the trips and the camps. Yeah? This, the marker is this halacha. That if you're in a trip, you're going, and you don't think that you will have water in the next 72 minutes. Now, be'etzem, why 72 minutes? Halacha arba mil? You're in a highway. So the head of the camp, he doesn't know 72 minutes. He opens Mishneh Berurah. He says Mil, Arba Mil. Okay, we up the mountains, another 50 miles. We have, yeah. There's no water. I'm not saying if his little house is in the way, is water. But I'm not saying he's in a trip, a place, he's going to Arizona somewhere. No water. There's no water in the way. Aber, if the car will go in 72 minutes, he will get to water. And the trip now, 5, 10, 20 miles, 30 miles, there's no water. So some people say, state in aloha, that if an arba mil is no water, you're allowed to put on gloves. We'll see in a second what is exactly his gloves. Now, the Bibur aloha says no. In the old days, you walk by foot. It means a time of 72 minutes. Now, the Esa Stira Mishneh Berurah, that in different places, the Mishneh Berurah brings down that if someone is going on a horse, on a donkey, you measure lefi arba mil. By us, it's in Kuf Samach Gimel, Sif Aleph, he says, we go lefi the time. And Tzadik Bey, Sif Kutim, Kuf Yud Zayin, and Sif Kutim Yud Zayin, he says, you go lefi the way, the distance. So the person will say like this. In Kuf Yud Samach Gimel, he's speaking of someone who's sitting in a wagon, in a train, he go lefi the time. There, he's talking about someone that is sitting on a donkey. What is the difference? When you're sitting on a donkey, to walk that amount, it's hard. Chazal will not matriach you that big walk. To go with a car, is no tirche to go 4 miles in the car. It's no tirche, it drives. So then you have to take the time. So you have to know. Why I'm saying that, it's good to know how to meal. A lot of times a person is in a hike. If he has water to drink, you have to know. He has water. We get to ask Rabbi Kiva, yeah? What is better to drink or to wash your hands? But he doesn't have water. Or he doesn't have a keli. He doesn't have a chitimtza to wash. And he wants to eat. And he knows he's walking. This hike is another 3-4 hours. There's nothing coming. So then, he comes to the saloche of the gloves, what we'll get to in a second. So the saloche exists. Arba mil. So even if he could run quick, and that doesn't make a difference. He makes a cheshbon. He knows in front of him he sees a sign that's another 50, 60 miles till the next quarter. So mainly he's allowed to use the gloves. If he's in a car, he has to think if it's 72 minutes. There's a lot of times the same shayla. In a plane, you have the same shayla. They don't let you to get up to wash your hands. You have a sandwich with you. They don't let you to get up. So, bederech klal, most planes, for 72 minutes, they already let you. I'm saying the bumps don't take 72 minutes. But look at you, the Metzia says that you cannot get up. It's landing. The Metzia says that you can't get up. So then again, we go to the aloha of gloves. Oil and marshal, there's no cups to wash your hands. It happens. This is there's no cups on the plane. Maybe we could use the sink. We'll see later if you could use the sink in the bathroom and the plane to wash. If it's called Kerech Gavra or not. But the plane ran out of water. Oh, you know, there's a big guy sitting near you, a guy. If you get up, I was on the way to Russia. There was a guy near me. It was Pachat Pchotim. Yeah, there's nothing more to do. So now, but you're starving. Now you look, another 3 hours landing. You have only a sandwich to eat, yeah? You don't eat what they serve. So, the aloha of the gloves exist. So a person has to know, I'm just explaining, what happened was, some people, miyad took it, as the aloha of gloves, and they started to tell camps and kids that you could use gloves. So, I want to miss out. So the aloha goes like this. If in front of you, arba mil, I don't know exactly how much it's in kilometers and meters, I don't want to say, but it's around 12, a little more. But in 72 minutes, if 72 minutes of driving, this is the shiur. Now, going back is 1 meal. This is 18 minutes. Meant to say, you started, and you know if you go back, you will have water. So Chazal matriach you to move back 18 minutes. Now more from that. And this is what I want to tell you is a big cooler in the plains. What if a person is inside a house? There's no water. Strike, no water. Now, he knows he could go to get water. It will take him 18 minutes to go to a drive to get water. 18 minutes. He's not planning to go either way. It happens a person, you know, go, but as manim, a desert, they put up a tent. Now, okay, they plan to stay for a couple of days. Yeah, they have all different geschmack drinks, oranges, but you know, I'm not going, you know, well, it's kosher. What they have is not kosher tila. No, I mean kosher tila yudaim. I mean, lamazogin, they don't have mashkim that are kosher in the tila yudaim. But they want, now the shayla is, they're allowed to eat the sandwiches without washing their hands or not. Now, is no water in 18 minutes either side. So also we're coming to the halachas of gloves. So maybe in a plane, the shayla is like this. If you're planning to go to that place, this is the reason. The pshat is, the reason you're allowed to, and when, if I'm planning, I'm traveling anyway. So they tell me, you'll get there soon. So while you'll get there soon, so you have to wait till 72 minutes, because these 72 minutes are planning to happen. Just if it's going to happen in 2 hours, you don't have to wait 2 hours. You could already wash, you could eat now. If in 72 minutes it will happen, wait. But when you're sitting in the house, nothing will happen, never. You have to stop, go out your way to get the water. When you have to go out your way, they only ask you to go out for 18 minutes. So again, if it's coming like a plane, soon it's landing, so then they tell you wait till 72 minutes. But if you're in a place that is no back and forth, you're here for the day. There's no water here. So I have to climb up the mountain to get water or not. So till 18 minutes I have to. More from 18 minutes, of them comes the halacha of gloves. Or a person that the marshal, for medical reasons, cannot wash his hands. Or he's in jail, or he's in a hospital, in a place that he cannot wash his hands. So here comes the halacha of the gloves. Gloves, plastic bags. Now, the ikar halacha is, when you have this heter of gloves, the halacha is, you have to put on both hands bags. Not on one hand that you're eating a bag. On both hands you have to put bags. And not like the people that think that it's enough that the sandwich is inside the bag. You have some, again, people that run camps that they think, I'm asking, is a mocker, is one cheater like that? It's wrong. No, I'm saying, I mean to say, if someone did it, he doesn't have to be scared that he'll be an oni, that he was mizazab in Tilas Yodayim. No. But the ikar halacha is you have to wash. Again, you have to know that sometimes it's shas adchak, what is shas adchak? Some person has a big hand and a small bag. So to put his hand inside the bag is nishle maise. But he could put a sandwich inside a bag and eat. Sandwich, a small sandwich, not a problem. So I'm saying, it's a very shas adchak. So I want to go to Kaseida. No, one hand is not better from the bed because the other hand is not washed. So you're not used to the takona. So I want to start with the dvorim. The Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Siddur Harav, he says, he's bichlal not mekabel to setter en kaze davar mapo. If a person is going to die, pikoach nefesh techekol ateri kula. There's no musik. Chutz from there, there's no musik. Al netilas yodayim, there's no musik of kichas mapo. We don't pask on it. The Biur Halacha is mashma that it's only b'shas adchak. Meaning to say, even when I'm saying 72 minutes, it's only if you're really very hungry. But if you're not really very hungry, so wait. On the plane. So don't eat that sandwich now. If there's nothing else to eat, you're very hungry, you're dizzy, and take. There's nothing else happening. But it's a shas adchak. Meaning to say, it's not a way to shtel a trip. This is what I'm saying. It's not the way. It's not the pshat that you could do it. It's not the way to start a trip. Some people are saymech, and these kulis, legabe tibule b'mashke. Emotional. They're machmir and tibule b'mashke, like we said, the b'neteria machmir. Today I'm not going in out there. Tibule b'mashke means wet fruits pickles, all these achas that you cannot eat without washing your hands because they're wet. So some people do, but if they put the cover there, they wash their hands, they're not so machmir, they put a bag on, or at least they eat it with a bag. But again, it's a very b'shas atchak. Now, there's another eitzah, and this is what some people do, like, you know, when they go to such a trips, and they're shtikel more machmir, is the second eitzah. A person knows he's going to a trip today. He doesn't have, now, so as one of the rats, some people think they wash their hands before they go to the trip. Yeah? This is gomish. It doesn't catch. The Tiras Yadayim has to be before the Achila. What is the Eitzah? The Eitzah is, other in the morning when you wash Negevasser, you mechavent for the Tiras Yadayim. Or when you go out to the bathroom, you make a Shoyotzah and you wash then, and from then you keep your hands. Now, it has to have a shame Netila. Netila stam doesn't catch. Like we say, everyone to wash their hands before they go on the buses. If they make a Tiras Yadayim, stam chavot al atol if they eat after 2 hours, yeah? But if they wash their hands, they don't make a Tiras Yadayim. That's the chavot al atol. About it. It's one eight said that you wash your hands and you eat a little bit and then say it. They could eat the whole meal before also. But I'm saying, to tell everyone wash your hands because later we'll need to wash the cigarnish. Tell everyone to go out to the bathroom, wash, and have a das. Now you have to keep your hands clean. Oh, so like this. When you go out the bathroom, you can't make a tilas yadayim. Oh, but the netilah is mitzaref. So the piskachibus brings down taki that the best thing is to mechavan in the one in the morning, because then you make a tilas yadayim and you mechavan then a tilas yadayim. But the ma'aser, the problem is that if you go to the bathroom after it, you lose the whole ma'ila. Has to be that from then you're keeping yourself taki ready. Now you have to not masiach das on the hands. So the best way is not to masiach das, to put on gloves. The winter is for sure easy. Today they have these plastic gloves. No, I'm saying it's legal to a person, a marshal, he's going with a trip. He can't change the mitzvahs. They're planning to put on gloves. So he tells the oilam that I'm achmir, we'll wash before we go out, we go to the bathroom, we'll wash, we'll put on the gloves the whole time. Or even if don't put on the gloves the whole time, the whole time not the masiach yadayim from the hands. Avad, it's hard. So some people do both. Dainu, they try to make a tnai, and they try to keep the hands. And when it comes l'maizeh, they also use the gloves. So a little bit more of the yaitzeh, more shittas. The nafkamin is to know it. It's an egal l'maizeh. The person has a problem, because if he's dead in the morning, and then they come to a place that is water, so shayla if he could wash his hands again. Then he taki has to scratch, and do all different things. We'll see, it's not supposed to be scratching, it helps. Because Lemaisa, he's already, he was Yaitzah Netila. So, on the time that he was Yaitzah Netila, and his hands are kept, so he will have to ask some of the kids that didn't wash to be Yaitzah. Because I'm saying, a person says, okay, I will start in the morning, I will wash my hands. So he washes his hands, and then when he goes to the trip, it doesn't help. Now, you have to know another halacha. You have to be makpid, is the Isur, and it's Nogea every time in the plane to everyone. That you're not allowed to give bread to a person that didn't wash his hands. It's lifnei iver l'isita michshol. I want to explain. It's worse from giving a guy to drink something without a bracha. To give someone to eat bread without a bracha, you machshem lifnei iver l'isita michshol. So a lot of times it's negeya and mesupik and gansen. Sometimes I know a lot of brachim like l'moshul to sit in the aisle. They don't like to sit in aisles in the plane, yeah? Okay, you sit in the aisles. Then they come there with a little basket. Right? So the kosher don't get in the basket. They get specific, yeah, they're going to get alein zayinah. But for the goyim or the friars, they give baskets. And you could choose a bread. So sometimes, you know, you're trying to be nice, you help to give the basket to the guy near you. If he's not washing his hands, you're able if me'ivah le'sitan michshol. I love the rice. Like in Chazu. But it's all the Zach. Maybe it's the Mikshah. Not only that, the guy is not putting attention. You're clapping him to get his attention if you want the bulka. Unfortunately, maybe it's the Mikshah. Or the guy tells you, call him. Pretend that you don't understand the language. It's the Shtobah Sutan. Maybe it's the Mikshah. I've added to pass the Trefidike portions to shroom people about as a Isur. Not only that, a lot of times I see good bachrim, they mean so good, when they were sitting near me, so they get their portion, and they decide, and most bachrim anyway don't eat this food on the planes, for different reasons. So then, but you have an extra bulka, so you try to be nice to the neighbor near you. You tell him, you want my portion? I also did it amo. But you're giving him bread. You marshal him. He's eating without the tila sedai. What? So we take out the bread. Take out the bread.
How did
they
erase the whole
tila sedai? It's a, I'll explain. He's asking a good kasha. How is the lav de reise if the ganze lifnei iver is the rabbonon? If the ganze isur is the rabbonon? What is lifnei iver lesitam michshel? If a person is blind, don't dig a hole or he will fall inside. Yeah? So Shemazam Oyerbach told me, if this person will be over Isur de Rabbanan, when he comes up to the Shemaim, you know what they do to him? They burn him in a big fire. Right? So he says, you're putting him in a big fire? Lifnei Iver Lesitam Michshel. You might have to say Isur de Rabbanan, but for the Isur de Rabbanan, he'll be burned mit Eraisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will burn him. So this is Lifnei Iver. So you can't say it's de Rabbanan. What's up to the Rabbanan? But you, Machshel and Isur de Rabbanan is Lifnei Iver de Eraisa. Let me get invited. And I'm asking, Rav Shlomo, are you asking a kasha, stam, when you give a fry of food without a bracha, you also have a lifnei iver? This is Rav Shlomo Zalman said, if you make karev the yid, that's nishken lifnei iver. Because not a chef to the isura, he just doesn't make a bracha. But to give him to be over on the isur, the moshul, in the Tiras Yadayim, we spoke a couple times already, oinen is potu mikol ha-mitzvah shabatoiro. But he has to wash his hands for the Tiras Yadayim. Because this is his isur to eat without the Tiras Yadayim. That's nishken mitzvah. There's an isur to eat. So of them, it's not stuck in it. To like a moshul, to make care of people, so you order chazah to give out on the plane. It's not stuck in it. The heter of Shlomo Zalman was to give kosher food without a bracha. Meaning to give a person bread. I'm saying, to ask the Olam ask Akasha, I don't know if you could invite five people to Chasana and they give out bread. Yeah, you could be saying maybe that they wash their hands before, you know, for clean and shaking the plane, but there are people that are just waking up. So maybe we can't have that heta that my stomach they will wash their hands. But let me get invited. Now, the second halacha is in the Tiras Yadayim. I want to come to the real chidushim, but it's very negia. Let me get to say that. Is a isur chatzitza? You cannot have a chatzitza b'shas netilas yadayim. You have a chatzitza b'shas netilas yadayim, siz nishke netilas yadayim. Now, chatzitza has to be a dover sheyesh b'mamish. Like if a person has a line from a pen on his hands, that's nishke chatzitza b'chla. If you have dirt under your nails, so it's two kinds of dirt. If the nail sticks over the finger, like someone didn't cut his nails, that dirt is a chaitzitz. If the nail doesn't stick over the height of the finger, so if it's very dirty, it's smos, it's chaitzitz, even if it's there. If it's only a little bit dirty, it's not chaitzitz. A ring, lemaisa, the poiskim hold that it's a chaitzitz, because the derech is that when you do dough, you take off the ring, so the ring is a chaitzitz. Now, the main shaila, what every bacher asks every time, and it's very hard to answer it, but it's negiah to everything what we spoke till now, so I want to speak it out again. A person has a plaster on his finger. This is the famous, that happens to every, I don't think it's a person in his life that didn't have this shaila. He has a plaster on his finger, bandage, sorry. But it's that thing that when you have a cut, they put on top. That's his claw of Avdam Revich. Now, Sido under a sword is the one that is that you call the plaster, is it? Bandage. This is like from plastic. Then they have some from material. Same kind, have like more like a material kind. And then it's like a gauze. And then you have people that have mamash like big... all different zachas. Now, so I want to mechalik. If a person has something on his hands that be'etzem, he will take it off. The Hainu, he's not makpid not to take it off. Moshe, he has a whole big thing on his hand, but when he gets to go to sleep, he takes it off. If he has to go to the mikveh, he takes it off. He takes it off. So then, he for sure has to take it off before he washes. It's called a chatzitze, because he's makpid on it. Or because we choshesh, she will take it off. So if there's a little bandage on the hand, that bandage the person will take off, it doesn't hurt him when he takes it off. He's not scared to take it off. The ikara halacha is to be choishesh and to take it off before you wash your hands. Right. You have, if you have a cut, that you might be not to take off the band, the plaster. It hurts you if you take off the plaster. It's, and you really might be not to take it off, and it's a small one, like a normal plaster, not a big thing that is an over your hand. You could leave it on. If it's a one that be'etzem you're not makpi to take it off, it's not convenient to take it off. But be'etzem, yeah, take it off, take it on. The poskim say that it's a chatzitza. The poskim say that it's a chatzitza. Now, the shayla what to do? The shayla what to do? So, if it's not, if you makpi not to take it off, so it's not a chatzitza, so it's not a problem, you just wash your hands, and it's done. If you have a suffix, if it's a chatzitza or not. So the best thing is to wash your hands, chutz from that place, or if it's a plaster that's made from plastic, and you have a suffix, you wash your hands, and then you put a glove on top of it. So even though we said before that the gloves are not a etze, but when you have such a suffix, the etze is you wash that hand, and you put a glove on. Now, a person has to know. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said that is a chiluk, and this will be in a get in a second. And like I was magdim, that what we say is tzadikim yeichu bo v'rashoy mikosh lubo. I don't want chas v'shalom that will come to us. It's two parts in the hand, and we're going to be masbirt in a second. It's the top, is the fingers part that we know Yom Kippur we wash it, tishbav, and it's the whole piece of the hand till the end of the hand. As a machlekes, what needs to be washed in the tilas yadayim? Avada and avada. I'm saying again, I don't want chas b'sholem. Someone will come out here. Oh, I heard a kula. Maybe it's enough till the end of the fingers. Klal Yisrael washes till the end of the hand. He said mezazel in tilas yadayim kosher la'anius. Yeah, but we have to know that it's a big machlekes, and we'll see in a second what happens b'shas adchak. A lot of people see that they saw all different gedolim wash and all different places in the hand didn't get wet. We'll get to it in a second. The mele is a big difference if the plaster is on the fingers or the plaster is on the hand. When it's on the fingers, he's much more chomel. When he's on the piece of the hand, he's much more easier. Much more leichter. I'm not saying because of that to be mekel. But legabi tzirufim, to remember that when the plaster is on the other part of the hand, it's easier than if it's taking a chitzitza, we have to take it off. But if you have a suffix, if it's a chitzitza, so the marshal, you could wash the hand, chutz from that, and put a glove on. And you have three tzedotim. Maybe it's not a chitzitza. Even if it's a chitzitza, maybe it's enough that I wash my fingers. And even if not, I have a glove. I have a plastic glove on. Now, Lama Hetzachon, again, I don't want to forget that people will take Chumras on, but I'm saying the Halacha K'moshe Kibalnu Merabbi Seinu. I'm going now to speak on the Iker Halachas of Netilas Yadayim. A person is going to wash his hands. The Shaila is, it's a little bit wet. You have to dry it, like you see the good Bochim do, or you don't have to dry it, like you see the other Bochim do. You have to wipe the Netilas Yadayim safe before you wash your hands or not? To wipe the sink? I want to mind. About a person doesn't have to be Meshuga. You know, that is Shabbat Nerv. The Mishneh Berurah holds that you don't have to wipe your hands before you wash your hands. Even if they're wet, there's no din. You're allowed to wash your hands on wet hands. All of the halachas that the Mishneh Berurah brought down that wet is a problem is if the first time that it got wet was from washing your hands. For example, you washed your hand and it didn't work out good. It was my psulim. You washed on your finger, so you have to wipe it before you wash the second time. Because the first washing could disturb. But water that is on the hand, not for washing the hand, even for cleaning the hand, that water is not metames ayodayim. That water doesn't passel. When Azay zog the Eishel Avram, the Buchacher, when Azay the Orle Tzion, from Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul, very stark, as machriya, as even the mishnebura for the svardim, that if the hands are wet, you don't have to wipe them. The Shulchan Aruch Harav paskins that even if it's wet for different reasons, it's not good. And the Loshon of a Chazanish in Chof Dalet, Sifkot Mechof Gimel, Vim loy nigvem posul v'chein amedvar. The Chazanish is very machmir. So, be'etzem is two shittes. The mice, I think the Velt is machmir to wipe the hands, to dry the hands. Again, to say, to be meshugem it, v'esachmish. And again, the finger areas, alamol is more chomor. From the other side, like we said, it's two parts. The fingers and the main piece of the hand. That part, I think you're allowed to dry. It's not a niguv. It's not kosher la'anis. It's only a little bit drop. I think you could do it. And again, a person doesn't have to be medaktik, while it's machlekes achroinim, if your sedaim is a derabonon, sofik derabonon lekule, so avada, we machmur like the chazanish. But if you misupik, if it's wet or not, it's a chasfek sveike. Yeah? It's a chasfek sveike. Maybe it's in between the finger, medaktish azay machmur zay. Medaktish azay machmur zay. Now, the fiddah chazanish is another chumra. That, this is really a chumra that some people are machmir, that to be sure that in Atilas Yadayim, Keli will be dry. Why? Because maybe the guy before washed his hands in the wrong way, so the water is tummy. So even after you wash your hands, if you will touch it, you will get tummy dike water touching your hand. This is really a chumra, the maise, you could make it on. This chumra you could be making on. But the guy that your hands are dry, you have to know. The fiddah chazanish midaf machmer zayin, fiddah shechonon charam midaf machmer zayin, fiddah mishnebura we could be maker. So about it, you can't make a mechon and a person that doesn't do it, yes, mishnebura says that it's okay. But the people that want to be machmer, so chazanish. Mocha has to know when he's machmer, when he's doing something, to know what he's doing, what shit is. Now, till where you have to wash your hands. A lot of Rishonim hold, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, that it's me'akev till the end of the hand. I mean, not only the fingers, also that other piece. As I said, the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Samach Aleph, that Rabbi Shmuel Zalman Auerbach said that if a person has to eat in Yom Kippur, also to wash the hands till the end of the hand. Even that you make it in Hilchos Yom Kippur, that's the chik. B'shas Hadchak, you could wash till the end of the fingers. The Mishnah Berurah says, Ve'ein limchois biyad mishoiseken. About the Klal Yisrael, I was magdim. Klal Yisrael, everyone washes, chas v'sholem, not to be maker in it. But the Mishnah Berurah says, Ein limchois. A lot of poiskes manenu came out and said that Shas Hadchak, Mishnah Berurah says, you could say mechtel kishrei etzba'ei sof. What is Shas Hadchak zog a lot of poiskes manenu? It's bediyevet. And if a person, I think it happens to everyone, and I checked by different people, not by myself, but I checked every time I look near me, 99.98 people that wash their hands don't get the whole hand wet. Normally on the top area near the hand, not after the fingers, where the, I don't know how you call this piece. What? That piece. Anyways, and top of it normally could never get wet. You have the fingers and then you have the hand. The hand alone. What? The hand. So both of the pieces, lemaisa, if you wash your hands, if you're not a mumche, it's kemat impossible to wash the whole thing. You turn it, it's avoidah. It's avoidah. You have to mamash know how to do it. And you look and you see gdoile Yisrael, they bring down, I don't want to say names, that they checked and their hands were not wet completely. You can see they wash, or they. Yeah, you have to be bekoyach to mamish, you know, to wash. And I can't say, Mishnah, they had a mold, they had a little today, Baruch Hashem's water, b'shefa, have a little kalim, you know. They hold that this is called b'dieved also. If it didn't work out, Reb Moshe Feinstein says like this, even a person that is machmir, and happened to him that it's not, so he has to have a toras nadorim or not. So l'chura, it's neder, he will have to wash again. So Reb Moshe says, if he's not planning to change his minig, so she says, it happened to me at Shas Hadchak, this is not a spirit to his nether. His nether is as we machta zeh, b'shasat chak machmon hazeh. If from now on he decides that he will not wash, he has to have a toras adorim zak Moshe. But if his plan is that he will wash, and if it happens with the Evet, now, I want to be masked, but I said again, this is what I was magnim. Cholilo v'chaz, that someone will come, oh, till now he tried every time to do it, till now he will stop to try. Cholilo v'chaz. The chokhmah is to sit and to plan and to learn how to wash the whole hand. Now, there's another halacha, and here's the kula. I want be'etzim to melab and everyone, I think this, if you know that, it'll be zerub and atiras yudai. Mishnah Berurah says, you can't wash your hands twice. Now I know, avada we know we wash twice. But I mean something else. How we wash? We wash once, and then we wash the second time to take away the ruach atuma. First time we do the atiras yudai, and then we take off the mayim tmeim. I'm sorry, the mayim tmeim. If you wash with a ravis, you don't have to do it. It's only the Mishnah Berurah says a person wash. Poris ma'a ravis, you have to wash. But I think Lamaya said today was niskabel and klali soil. Everyone washes twice. Right? That's what the meaning. They feel, but everyone washes twice. So, again, me'ikar adin, if you do a ravis, you don't have to do it twice. But as they feel. Now, as the Mishnah Berurah says, ein netila lechatzoy. And a person can't say, first you'll wash the top, then you'll wash the bottom. Ein netila lechatzoy. אז יש אין אותי לרחצוי זוג תפויסקי אבל בדיעבד כל זמן שלו ניגב if a person will wash the top and he will wipe it then he washes the bottom he's not the only even בדיעבד but if he didn't wipe the top and then he turns his hand בדיעבד while it's wet it's מצטרף במילא you wash your hands. Normally we said the top of the hand a lot of times doesn't catch. The second time when you wash, start to spritz the water in that area. So b'di'evet, you wash the whole hand. Not like people that twice they wash almost the whole hand. The second time, spritz the water back from the back. So normally you would say, I will do from the back, but maybe all the fingers will not be good. And like at the fingers are the main area. But while the first time you did the revis, so me'ikar adin you don't need two times. So b'meile, try to get over the second time, over the whole hand. Why am I saying that? This bachim that tried, I know it was a bachim, I remember when I was a bachim, yeshiva was a bachim, he tried, he never managed. He would wash for an hour. You go to the sink now, try to wash, see if you can wash in one time, the whole hand gets wet. It's impossible. You have to do it like this and then it happens. It's mamish impossible. So people think like, so what I'm doing here? It's chagonish. So is that, okay, but you have the fingers. So is that, but you have the fingers. So the second time, pour the water towards the end area, the back area, and then you cover. Then a person is zayir, we said, then it's zayichal ashiris, you know. Because man, person washes half here, half there, then a hatakash if avasun is zayichat ashiris. It's marba b'mayim, but it doesn't help. Now, there's another zach that the Mishnah Berurah brings down, and here I want to tell you Eitze. If a person comes out of the bathroom, yeah, a lot of times, Derech HaOlam, before you go to the Suda, say, Shtei Tatzach and the Gemore, Koedim Shenichlas to Suda, Nifne. It's not Derech HaOlam that you have to go in the middle of the Suda. So you go before. Now, the Shaila, what you will do, if you will wash your hands, so we said, in the minute that your hands are clean, you can't wash it again for the Tiras Yadayim later. Now you know that they're clean. So you wash one time. So what bracha you will do? If you do Asher Yotzar, and then you do the Tiras Yudayim, so the Hefsek in between the Brot and the Tiras Yudayim, to the Brocha and the Tiras Yudayim, you are Mafsik by Asher Yotzar. So what do you do? The Tiras Yudayim and then Asher Yotzar? You Mafsik after the Tiras Yudayim, before the Amoritzi. So Mishabura has a suffix, a big machlek is what to do. So, but the evidence of someone, so it's three things to know. Like at Chil, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Eitze is to wash your hands the first time in a way that is not good for the Tiras Yadayim. Like without a Keli or without a Kayach Gavre. without a kerach gavre, without a keli, and b'di'evet, and then to make a shor yotzar, so the tiras yodayim you are not yotzar, and then you wash again with a keli and you yotzar the tiras yodayim. Some people like even for shor yotzar to wash with a keli, but then they have a problem. So Moshe Bura says b'di'evet, if you did it first to do on the tiras yodayim and then to make a shor yotzar, then to do a shriyotzar, yeah, until it's time a shriyotzar before a moitzi. And it's not a hefsek because it's tzarech hanetile. So it's a big shaila what to do. So, but I'm asking, what is the problem? Wash your hands, scratch your head, and then you can wash again until it's your diet. The problem is you're causing broch hashem tzricha, Shabura says. So Shabura doesn't know what to do. To wash your hands and then to scratch, broch hashem tzricha. To wash to make a shriyotzar, then to yasidayim, it's not a hefsek. To yasidayim a shriyotzar is a hefsek. Shabur says, maybe to wash. So, when I was a bochur in Panovich, the oilam came over, the poshte eitz, and this is what I do, bizayim azeh. You wash one hand, you touch it with the other hand, and then you wash the other hand. We'll see in a second, if you touch your hand, you poisel the netilah. So you wash one hand, you touch it with the other hand, it becomes posel, but it's only posel from the yasidayim. Then you wash the other hand, you touch it, you make a shriyotzah, then you can wash again. So I pelle, why the Mishnah Berurah didn't do this poshta eitzah?
That's good for a shriyotzah.
Why not? There's no halacha in a shriyotzah, someone touches your hands.
But it's not a tefillah with a keli, you might as well
wash it. Why is not a tefillah with a keli? It's a tefillah with a keli. I wash one hand with a keli. But the touching is not a psul. The psul of touching is a psul of tefillah sedayim. It's a tumah. That's the halacha. What? Because why? Are you asking why it's not a bracha shel tzricha? Because after the first hand, the vala was not yoytzen netilas yudaim yet, so I was not yoytzen netilas yudaim. So lechura is not bracha shel tzricha. Is if I finish to wash my hands, so now already I don't need to wash again. So I'm causing a bracha shel tzricha to be mischayv netilas yudaim after I was yoytzen netilas yudaim. But after I did one hand, the vala not causing myself a chiyah bracha. Nicht alu amas. Nicht alu amas. So here, Rabbi Yosef Yudeikin, a Chaznishish, he had tainus that it's not a Eitzah. I remember for years we argue about it. But L'chur, it's a poshta Eitzah. It's a poshta Eitzah. Let me get invited. It's a aloche that people don't know, and people are nichshul, and kedai to me'oira, to the me'oira. You're not allowed to talk in between the Netilas Yodayim and making the brocha al Netilas Yodayim. This is the most chomodike area of talking. After you wash your hands, before you made al netilas yudaim, is the isur to talk. Because if you talk, you mafsik in between the mitzvah and the broche. If you talk, you have to wash your hands again. Some people hold that it doesn't help already. Because already, you're yaitz and netila. So the machmirim, if they talk, they touch the shoes and they wash again, and then they make an atilas yudaim. So it's very chomor not to talk after you wash your hands before you made an atilas yudaim. Now the machmirim say even after one hand, because they say the brocha is chal on every hand, so already every one hand is a mitzvah bifnei atzmo. V'orai, if someone has only one hand, he has to wash even one hand, and if he has a glove on one hand, he has to wash the other hand. V'meile, the brocha has to relate to every hand. V'meile, you're not allowed to talk even after one hand. And v'meile, this is the reason they hold that it's brocha netzricha, like what I said also. L'mai said, the ikar ha'aloche is be'etzem not to talk after both hands, or b'ravada it's roi to be machmir not to talk. And again, the aloche is, if you talk, you have to for sure wash your hands again before you make al atilas yadayim. I'm saying the machmirim will touch the shoes or something like that before they wash again. Lemaise, what would be if you talk nikatchila also after you wash your hands? Now, the Mishnah, we ask in Lemaise to make the brocha after the netilah before wiping your hands, because it'll be over lasiyasa. What would be if you already wiped your hands? You also be the eved could make the brocha. So still in Mishnah Berurah, Lemaise, if you wiped your hands, you could make the brocha till you made a moitzi. So again, mi'ikar adin, the Netilas Yadayim is after washing, before wiping your hands. It's a shailen, Mishstir Mishne Brus, if after wiping your hands you can make a Netilas Yadayim before Amoitzi or not. People don't know that. So again, you're not allowed to talk before a Netilas Yadayim. You're not allowed to make the brocha before you wipe. But the Evid, you can make the brocha after you wipe. Now, as a machlekes, if you have to wipe dafka with a towel, a tissue, v'kadoime, or you could wipe with the new electric machines that blow hot air out. Some poiskim taina that the wiping is chelik for the ma'ase mitzvah, so it's the niguf cleans the hand by the fact that you're rubbing off the water. The mele, if you wipe it by these machines, it doesn't help. Rabbi Yomin Zilber in Oznitberu, the ma'ase says that today that you anyway wash Revis, so the niguv is not meikar adin. In the old days, that we washed pochis merevis, the niguv given meikar adin. I don't want to go into it. So we made it today, you could use the machines. And I made it the oilam amekel to use the machines. Avada, it's kedai to use the machines in the places that the towels are not so clean and full with water. So it could be that water could be metamed or daim, and for different reasons. So the place can say maybe then it's easier to be meikel to use the electric machines. Now, as a aloche, that a lot of people don't know. What would be if you talk after you made al netilas yadayim? Then it's not such a big aveira already. So if you talk before you made a brocha after the netila, it's terrible. We said you have to wash again. What happened? You made al netilas yadayim and you talk. Like a tchila, you're not allowed to talk. But the evid, you talked. You made al netilas yadayim and you talk. Meikar aloche. Kol zman you are not masiach das, you just go vayta. It's a modern minig that no one knows from where it started, that if you talk, they make you to wash again. So that minig amiratzim. I called the Shmir Shabbos, I told him I'm going to say a shir in it, Rebbe, I call every time I call, I tell him, Pachas Yosef, what I'm saying, I want to know. He told me, say in my name, minig amiratzim. I told him, so I could say in your name not to do it? What? No. We're speaking after you made al netilas yadayim. Val minig amiratzim. There's no inyan to be machmer. Kol zman is no hesach hadas. There's no point to wash again. What could be the reason to wash again? What is the mechayev to wash again? What? What could be the mechayev? Is no mechayev to wash again? If you mesiach das, you have to wash again. If you wash again, you have to. What? Say, if a person forgot, yeah. But if a person is talking, you say, no, come to the kitchen. No, come, no. He calls someone, no, come, let me again. He's calling to go to eat. Chap me a seat, tells him. It could be allowed to stop. It's anyway, tzarech hasuda, yeah? Ketchil enatu, avada le ketchil enatu. Not a hefsek. Tzarech hasuda? Not a hefsek. Hove melach, hove lifton, I need to see that. I need to eat the seed. Chab me a bulkich me. That's not a hefsek. Now, the people that are machmir, what their choish is? Their choish is one of the two. So some people say the minute came from a mistake. The aloha was if you talk before al netilas yadayim, you have to wash again. But no one does. And they switched the minig. This is what happened. This is the reason no one washes then. Because the minig and the mistake moved from the wrong place. The minig moved from the wrong place. Ander zogun that they matter b'shem ander egdoilim, I don't know, the makor is klo, that val shtei teichev l'netilas yodayim brocha, that is a din that netilas yodayim has to be somuch la brocha. So val was a hefsek. So felt in techem and tiras yadayim brocha, and you have to wash again. You have to know it's very shver to wash again because the second netila bepashas is garnished. Your hands are clean. You're not metaken nothing with this netila. They say val is a locha techem and tiras yadayim brocha. So val is a locha techem and tiras yadayim brocha. So while you talked, you spoiled that din of techem. So if you wash again, you fix the halacha of teichev. Die sagen das, I don't know. Da wissen, was der Mokke für solch ein Minig. Da wissen, was der Mokke für solch ein Minig. Now, like a Pchila, the Mishnabur brings down, so Aloha, you're not allowed to be mafsik after you made a Netilas Yudayim already, after Netilas Yudayim, to the Broch, to Amoitzi. Now, the Mishnabur brings down, lo yafsik yoyser michof beiz amo. Even kidehiluch of beiz amo. But it's very little. It's very little. They say different stories on different gdolim. They came to halls, they bring water to the middle of the hall, and they washed. One of the chachashgosh shivas today, I heard he came to a simcha, and they saw him walking back and forth, and then no one knew what he's doing. Then he bring a bucket, he put it in the middle of the hall, chavez amo from the seat, and he washed. That's what I heard. Chavez nish. Now, I want to be masbid. The shaila is like this. Avada, Chaznish himself says that he doesn't know what is the gdorim of a hefsek l'tzirich ha-seudah. As a machlek is, if you switch from a room to a room, mi cheder le cheder, mi bayis le bayis, mi cheder le cheder. Mi bayis le bayis, avad, it's a very big bediyevet to go. I know, it's one isu to be mafsik in time. This is the reason, is alamol, the biggest kibud in the Tilas Yadayim is to be the last one to wash, not the first one to wash. Because the last one that washes has the less hefsek. The first one that sits and waits has the most hefsek. Avada, but if ever will wait, it'll be a big hefsek for the Kiddush. But I'm saying, Be'etzem, the last one that washes is the best. Now, it's one zach hefsek to wait. Then it's a problem, mi-cheder le-cheder, mi-bayis le-bayis. So I want to be masbid. Some people are machmir take, not to be mafsek mi-cheder le-cheder, not to mafsek mi-bayis le-bayis. And I know about the Choshevi people that make sinks inside the room that they eat. Why the Mishnah didn't bring it? All the water was there. Who had a couple rooms? One big room. And today, again, the Balabat is hidden already. Shtalzach, there will be taking a place to wash in the same room. Said it. So if you have that, Al-Chove from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Chavadah good. The other Eitzah is, that some people do is, that they wipe their hands, they wash taking outside, but they go with the towel to the room, the mele, the ikar, until it's the niguv, it's in the room. Avada, you have to be makbid that no one will bump and touch you in the middle, because if someone touches your hands, so, could be a problem if he didn't wash his hands in the middle. Aba yesh lehokin. But, I want to ask with two chumras that people don't know. One chumra is that the whole heter is letzerech ha-seudah. What's coming thought that by us, the sinks are in the kitchen, the vial, and the hallways. A lot of times you see a guy, the Moshe the Olam are washing, he finished the wash, so it's a sefer that he wants to show something, he had an argument in Kiddush, so he runs to the bedroom to bring this book, or the newspaper, Belaz, to show someone after it. Now, he goes out his way from the kitchen to the bedroom, to the front room. He runs up to the attic to bring down, anyway, till the Olam washing is time. He washed already, and he was yoytze mi-cheder le-cheder. It's a big hefsek. He's not allowed to move to different rooms. About it, there's no brere. But if you have to take care of something, not to go to a different room. Now, even if you make it in cheder le-cheder, mi-bayis le-bayis, it's much more chomo. So a lot of time could be again yeshiva. So in yeshiva they have take, if they have a place to wash inside, l'moshul, if you eat in Beis Yishayah or Beis Sholem, so there the system is that you wash inside. What? No, it's cheder lecheder, but it's one house, it's like in the house, the front room. But l'moshul, the main dining room, the Tiras Adayim is outside. L'maisa, they have a little roof that goes on top. But sometimes you wash, and then like, you know, you schmooze with it, you know, you take like a, you just want to see like a sign somewhere, and then you come back. So then it's mamish mibayis lebayis. Again, bediyeved, it's okay. Ola moshel in sukkahs, it's very negeh. That people that have a sukkah downstairs, not to wash upstairs, to try to wash near the sukkah, on the door of the sukkah, because if you go out and in, especially in the sukkah, even if the sukkah is on the porch, some people are machmer to wash in the sukkah. because the whole of the pshat is the sukkah is a bayis nifrod. Avada, I'm saying sukkah, if it's connected, yeah, but if it's not connected, there's a mokeh to be machmir, at least to wipe the hands in the sukkah. So I'm saying the same thing in yeshiva. You could, even if you're washing outside, you could be machmir to wipe inside. The towels, if it's the towels are inside. I don't know. There's so much dining room. I'm saying, me'ikar adin, it's okay. Me'ikar adin, it's okay. Because it's l'tzorich hasuda. I said, the ikar problem is the moshul. The ikar problem will be the moshul. I'll give you an example. A person washed outside, the moshul in the main dining room, he washed his hands outside and he came into the dining room. Now, they're sitting at a table in the edge. There's one more friend of theirs, they want him to come to the meal. The guy is outside yet. So he runs outside, tell him, The Lemai said, this Yetziyah outside is Mamash HaHefsek. He left the house, he left the room. So you have to know, the Heter, Michedo, Lechedo, Mibayis, Lebayis, to be Mafsik, is Bederach HaLichosoy. But it's time to go out, it's time to run up, to do something, even if it's time in the middle, Memele Mekenish Mafsik Zayin. Now there's another halacha that we have to know. There's another halacha that if you touch in the middle of the suda mekaymes hamichusim, so it's a big machlekes. Chaznish is machmir, but I'll say the ikar halacha. The ikar halacha, the Mishneh Berurah paskens like this: if you scratch your head or you touch mekaymes your shoes, you wash again without a bracha. If you go to the bathroom, for sure for Gedolim, then the Mishneh Berurah says you make a bracha again. Now, avad, if you make a bracha again, avad, you have to eat pas. You mechuyev to wash again, even if you don't eat pas, and I will explain. A person, number one, went to the bathroom. He's not planning to eat any more bread, faltik, no more bread. It doesn't pata him from washing. Because he's in the middle of the suda, we choyish that he will eat pas. But he doesn't make a bracha. If he wants to eat more bread, so the melee, he has to eat more bread to make a mazal atiras yudaim. So he has to eat more bread. So it's a machlekes. Some people hold that you never make another bracha. The ma'ase, some people say alamo you make another bracha. The chazanish is noite. Chorev Mishneh Berurah is if it's ktanim bezachem, you don't make. If holach mkoymes mechusim meyoser megulim beyoser, it's very hard to know what's his. But if you make doing, if you do Mishneh Berurah, you have to make al netilas yadayim.